Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Alrighty. It's always a great feeling to sweep a team. Forget that it's the Mariners. Forget whatever the Mariners' record is, but forget that. Six of the Astros' 11 wins this season versus the Mariners, and they've won 6 of 7 games versus the Mariners. And other than Kyle Lewis, there's just not that much on that team to really get excited about. The defense is terrible, and it just seems like the Astros are basically dominating the Seattle Mariners for so long, and they did it with some young pitching. They did it with Framber Valdez. Nobody thought that he would do anything this year, but he did. Christian Javier was a little bit wild, but that's okay. And then also we could talk about what happened today with Lance McCullers. You can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. All right, so we sweep a team that's probably not going to be in playoffs for a while. Sorry to DC Lumberg. I think that's the Seattle Mariners Locked On guy. But the Mariners are not a good team, and they're not going to be a good team until they, A, have a good pitching staff, and, B, they start playing better defense. And so the Astros took care of business. You expect them to do that versus a team like the Mariners. But there were some bad things that happened this series, and I'm sure you talked about it on last night's podcast, but let's talk a little bit about Jose Altuve getting dropped in the order, and he actually asked for it. This is something that you don't normally see. You don't normally see a former MLB All-Star and MVP just say, hey, Skip, I want to go ahead and go down in the bottom of the order, and that's what's happened. So what did Dusty Baker say about Jose Altuve?
Yeah, Dusty Baker said that he is the consummate team guy, that he is someone who wants the team to get to the playoffs. And so what he does is he comes in Dusty's office and says, drop me in the lineup. Dusty Baker wouldn't reveal, but he said one other player has done this in his career. He said, I want to respect that player's wishes, because the next day, actually, it came out that he was dropped for other reasons, so we won't go into that. But he said Jose is really the ultimate competitor. So Jose said, look, I'm not hitting well. There's guys that are hitting behind me that are hitting better. And so he kind of took one for the team. He actually got a hit today. And so he isn't 0-for right now. But he still, it just doesn't look right up there, Eric. I mean, now he did his last at bat. He hit the ball really, really, really hard. Like he hit a line drive, and it was just, I mean, he had a couple worm burners today. He's making contact, but he still, I think, is fighting some mental hurdles that he's the only player that can do it is himself.
Yeah, and I think that he's going to come around. He's has the proven history. The only thing that we can think of is it's the pressure of just trying to prove that he doesn't need trash cans and that he didn't use it, and he doesn't need it, and that's harder than you think it is, especially with somebody who came out and said he didn't do it, and Carlos Correa and several other people said that Jose Altuve didn't do it, but that doesn't matter. Everybody across baseball hates the Astros, and they point to Jose Altuve and say, well, he cheated that year. We already saw Aaron Judge do that, and by the way, Aaron Judge is having issues. I think, what do they call it? It was like his body is kind of falling down or something, or it's just like
falling apart.
Falling apart, or like
he's made of glass.
No, he's just I forgot what it said, but they just basically said that all the wear and tear early in his career and his body's just not responding well. And
hold on, Eric. Yeah. Wear and tear. He hasn't played a full season. How can you have wear? He hasn't played a full season. Like maybe because of his frame. I mean, because
we saw that with Yao Ming too.
NBA.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's not 7'20", you know, like Yao Ming was. I mean, Yao Ming was like dude, I actually met Yao Ming one time, and it was in a doctor's office. I was waiting to have blood drawn for some, you know, checkup or whatever. That's what old people do. I wasn't old when this happened, but Yao Ming walked in the door. Dude, he ducked under a 7-foot door. It was insane. But I was going to tell you, I actually had some idiot was like, oh, you know, just one thing of the trash can gets him a win. And they were like, yeah, well, all the Astros are down. All the Astros are down. It sure is hard to do good when you're not cheating. Let me give you this, Eric. This was actually tweeted out by a gentleman named Grant G, and I don't know what his at is, but he said this: the league-wide batting average after Wednesday's games, this was this past week, is .229, down from .252 last season, even though the National League adopted the designated hitter for the season. The all-time low for batting average is .237, set in 1968, the year of the pitcher, quote-unquote, so it's safe to say. So this is what I'm saying. If everybody's like, well, Jose Altuve can't hit without cheating, and he must have been cheating his entire career, now he can't hit. Well, the league that's hitting .229, they must have been cheating their entire career too. I mean, deductive reasoning. It's science, right?
Yeah, and that's all that matters. And like moving Jose Altuve down in order, there's not really much research into does that help, but I guess it's more mental in that aspect. It's like, okay, I don't have the pressure of trying to perform at the top of the lineup, so let me kind of go back there. And we were all excited this weekend, and I'm sorry I missed the podcast, but we were so excited about seeing Yordan Alvarez, and he played 2 games. He went 2 for 8, but in his first at bat, he learned how to hit a Crawford box homer. And I got really excited because if he can start hitting those, then he's going to hit like 50, 60 homers a year. But that's a little bit harder for him. But unfortunately, he is still having the knee issues, and he was scratched from the lineup today. Instead, Abraham Toro placed in the designated hitter spot. And we also had Michael Brantley over the weekend placed on the IL because of what? Is it hamstring or?
No, it's his quad. When Joe Kelly stepped in front of the bag, I think on purpose.
On accident, you mean?
He stepped on his foot. yeah, exactly. Just like he accidentally threw the 2 batters. What a jerk. I mean, dude, I mean, T-shirt. And don't get me started on him. I was just going to say this about that. Brantley, I believe, from what I did all my reading and research today, Brantley's stint on the IL is actually going to be limited. He should be out there soon. You know, it was great to see Kyle Tucker get the walk off today. But when you go through the Twitter sphere and you have to listen to all the noise out there, they forget this. And this is for you Yankees fans. Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. Yogi Berra. So suck on that. Anyway, so here's what I do want to say, though, on a serious note, all joking aside, the Astros got back to above 500 and they are what now? 11 and 10. They are 8-4 at home. We see some good things going. Eric, this bullpen
has
shored things up.
Trash cans.
Yeah, no. Eric,
buzzers.
Eric, stop. I'm talking about pitching, damn it. Okay. I'm not talking
okay,
about
okay, it. Let's not have another R-rated show, okay?
I'm sorry. Sorry, I hear trash cans and I get triggered like a millennial. Anyways.
Pitching. Bullpen.
So here's the thing. Lance McCullers today, 5 2/3 innings, only gave up 3 hits. And he said he liked every pitch he threw, except for the one that was hit for a home run, I believe. And he said it was a double S. We'll keep it safe for the kids. He had 7 Ks and 3 walks. Andre Scrub again, another clean inning, Eric. Paredes, somewhat of a clean inning. He did give up 1 hit. Then Blake Taylor came in, 2 strikeouts. And who got the save, Eric?
That would be Ryan Pressly. No?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ryan Pressly's got 2 saves now, 2 saves in 3 days. He has turned it around. Had the Astros turned the table, Eric? Yes or no?
Yes, no. They're going to have to get healthy, and it all depends on Alvarez. And I know that they're not too worried. It's his right knee, but I'm just worried about getting to work tomorrow and having the right parts for my car, and I don't know where to go. Do you have any advice?
Man, I'm glad you asked. You need to go to rockauto.com. It is so impossible now for chain stores to stock all the parts that you need. And when you do go to the chain stores, they charge different prices. If I'm a professional mechanic, they charge me a little bit less. And if you're the average Joe, they charge you a little bit more. That's right. But to avoid that, to avoid the markup of 30, 50, and sometimes 100% on parts, you need to go to rockauto.com, type in your make and model. I have a 2017 Nissan Titan, and it is a V8. And if I'm looking for tires or a sidestep, I just go in there, I type in the sidesteps, and voila, I find it. And what's even better is I don't have to wear a mask and go to a store to pick it up. They deliver it to my door. Eric, Rock Auto has been around for 20 years online. They are family owned. And let me tell you, the listeners of this show need to go there. When you go to rockauto.com and purchase your first product, whatever it is, write Locked On in your How Did You Hear From Us comment. That way they know that we sent you an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Yes, that's all we want is a reliably good bullpen. And it looks like it's kind of settling down. Unfortunately, there was a roster move this weekend, and everybody leaped for joy when Joe Biagini was recalled. And then, unfortunately, a friend of the show, Brandon Bailey, had to be sent down to Corpus Christi. Hopefully, Fernando Rodney would be ready pretty soon. Brad Peacock, I think, threw on the mound today. So we could be getting some reinforcements soon. I think, what are we at, game 21? You got not a lot of the season left. So hopefully this team can get healthy. And I think Alvarez's knee is going to be really valuable down the road because we need his bat in the lineup. We saw what he... they triggered the 9-run first inning the other day. And Martin Maldonado, what the heck is up with him? He's stealing bases? He had his first stolen base since 2016 and said he dropped 20 pounds in offseason. And maybe he came to win this job. I mean, Garrett Stubbs. Oh, no, Garrett Stubbs is back there. Oh, no, Dustin Gourneau. And so he's like, okay, you know what?
Eric. He's caught every game.
What? No, not every game.
I mean, well, he's started. Hasn't he started?
No, I think he's only done 19 of the 21, but basically.
Okay, well.
No. I'm lying. 18 of the 21 games.
Okay, so Maldonado's started 18 of the 21 games. He's having a phenomenal year. I have no idea why this move is with Biagini being brought back. Other than he's a pro and he's making a major league contract and sending Brandon Bailey down. I'm assuming that's why they did that, because they're paying him to be there. Is that why, Eric? For all,
no,
you know, there are fans out there that don't understand that.
You have
why? Is it because he's got good jokes?
No, you have no clue, Brett. I don't know why you even do this podcast. The reason why they brought him back was because those fans in the Crawford boxes, every time that a ball hits their fan, I think the kid, the whoever has the cardboard cutout gets the baseball. So what they're trying to do is get enough home run balls out there where they can donate some baseballs to the fans. I mean, they're trying to get back.
Well, but you don't do that. You don't do that by putting Biagini out there. I mean, this is just...
Well, I guess you could do it with, what's his name? Starter Josh James. I mean, he's basically the same, man. Who else?
Josh James goes out, and Brooks Braley was like, psych, I'm out there, bro. So that was, you know, that was phenomenal. I'm the official Brooks Braley stan account on Twitter now, at H Town Wheelhouse.
For
so
2 days.
Follow us for, well, no, I kept it. No, it's been on there 3 days now, dude. Hey, you know what? Just because you said that, I'm going to leave it up there for 7 days. Now, I do want to clear this up. I didn't thanks Jordan Alvarez being out of the lineup. His knee was hurt before I said, hey, let's go get a 4-game streak. Someone actually accused you, thinking it was you. And I was like, either they didn't listen to the show or we don't sound any different. So maybe I need to change my voice. Hey, what's up? I'm Mitchell Wheelhouse. What's up, man? How you doing?
Well, that's my best friend's wife in Kansas City.
Nice.
So I'm pretty sure she would know my voice versus your voice. So, well, I think she was just saying in general, and you texted, you tweeted it out through my thing, which I forgot you could do.
Yes, I can tweet through your account. I'm so you can't tweet through mine though.
No,
right?
Unfortunately, not. So let's do some thoughts by Dusty. And this is something that we haven't done in a while. But when they're asking about Jordan's knees, this is what he said: I don't know. I'd be guessing if I told you. It's just a situation where his knees aren't good right now. Thank you. That's all we need to hear is his knees are not good right now. I'd rather hear that than discomfort, or he has knee discomfort, or
he is the John Madden of MLB managers. Like John Madden, you know, he's like, oh, you know, it's 4th and 13. It looks like we're going to punt here. It's like, come on, really, John? That is, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes I think Dusty has got to be joking around. But, hey, I was going to tell you something pretty significant is happening across the league. I don't think anybody noticed. There was a patch on the upper left part of the jersey for both baseball teams. And it was to signify the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Negro League. And let me tell you, it was so cool because I did a short article on this a while back on a blog I used to be a part of. And I wrote about Josh Gibson. He was known as the Black Babe Ruth. He actually hit 83 home runs in one season. And he was phenomenal. It would have been amazing. Imagine if these guys had equal access to playing baseball when they were in their heyday. No, not true. They had telescopes. Remember the shot heard around the world? Just a telescope. So let's not get into that. But all these guys, you know, it's more than just Satchel Paige. There are so many amazing African-American baseball players that played in this Negro League. And sometime we've got to have Mr. Kendrick on. He's the president of the Negro League Museum in Kansas City. And so it's just one of those things where I think if we have him on, maybe talk about the history, maybe our fans will get to know some stuff. I know I've interacted with him on Twitter, and I've learned a lot just from talking to him. So we are tipping our cap, basically, to the Negro Leagues. They have the tip of the cat salute. Maybe we need to do a little video of that. But that is awesome that they were remembering that. Did you notice the three cutouts of three Negro League players behind the Astros dugouts today?
I sure did. And it was a good thing. I hope that they actually leave it there and don't just put it up for this one game. But I think they can afford to lose the $100 for those three seats, or $300. And so it's time for click, 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 click bait. And this is something that you're going to really like. James Click said on Astros Radio during the pregame show that Justin Verlander will start playing catch this week. Potentially could be huge news for the Houston Astros. If this is true, big if true, whatever you want to say, this is, I'm not super convinced that he's coming back this year.
You have a skeptic optimism.
With the elbow. But if he does come back this year, I'm just afraid that this is going to be the Lance McCullers situation and he won't be back the next year. So, I mean, he's already going to, I'm not going to even say it, but same thing with Roberto Osuna. See if you can get them healthy enough for the playoffs and they can do what they can do and then fix it and they're out for the rest of the year next year, if that's the case. But hopefully it's nothing major and hopefully you can say, Eric, I told you so. And we'll see with those players.
I tell Eric so all the time on Twitter. See, Eric, I told you so. So anytime you feel like adding Eric Talks Rose, you can do that. Anytime you want to at me.
But if you're chewing him out, just chew him out. Don't do that to me. Okay.
But if you can't take the heat, you better stay out of the kitchen. If you don't want to run the big dogs, you need to get off the porch.
All right. So I waited to do this until the end of the podcast. And I really want to send a shout out to a loyal listener, a little friend. That is H-Town Wheelhouse. For those of y'all that don't know, I've been going through a divorce. And there's some days where I just haven't had time to really do a podcast, and he would step in and do the show solo for me. And I really appreciate all your support, and I really appreciate the fact that you're a team player, and I know I'll be helping you for a different reason coming up pretty soon. But I really want to thank you, Brett. You've really made the show better, and you've helped me out become with my situation. So thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. And that, you know, I am completely humbled that you would even mention that on the airwaves and make yourself vulnerable like that. I am super humbled to be a part of this show. I consider it a blessing and an honor. I love all of our listeners. We make a great team, and any feedback y'all have for us, we'd love to hear it here at Locked on Astros, your only Daily Astros podcast, right, Eric?
Yes. And also, if somebody can come up with some type of a sound bite where it's like click, 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 bait or something like that, that would be awesome. So I can add that and maybe thoughts by Dusty. Maybe we can get Columbus Trey to do that.
That would be cool. Yeah. That would be cool to add that in there. So, hey, Eric, let's look ahead a little bit before we wrap things up completely on the show. We have quite a big road trip coming up. I don't know if the competition is super stiff, but maybe we'll talk about that Friday with our sponsor. But the Astros have 4 games, I believe, in Colorado. I believe they have, what, 3 games?
No,
in San
2
Diego?
Games here and then 4 2 games in Colorado. That's how it's going to go.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. But we're playing them a total of 4 in this stretch, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we are playing Colorado for 4 games. Then we are playing, actually, we go to the Dodgers on the 12th and the 13th, which should be an interesting time. So it is, you're right, 2 home, 2 away, 3 at San Diego, and 4 at LA. Then we have 3 in Oakland, Texas, Los Angeles, Oakland, and then the LA Dodgers. So that's a couple weeks off. And yeah, you know, like you said, I got some things going on. I want to send a shout out to my realtor at D Aubrey on Twitter. She's my realtor. And Eric, we got our house listed. It was actually shown yesterday. We got an offer on it. We found a house we like. We literally signed the note on the offer, and we signed for the next house. So we sold and bought a new house on the same day. Pretty awesome, man.
Alrighty, so that's going to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Astros podcast. Make sure you go check out our friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast. And there is a new Locked On Prospects podcast. I can never say that correctly. But guys, thank you for listening, and we'll be back to talk hopefully another Astros win, and hopefully Yordan Alvarez returning back to the lineup.